Starting day two away Manchester by Stanton.
Good Chodesh and good Woch. I was just thinking, I have to mention that what for some people might be an inconvenience, for me is a pleasure, because everything in life is about perspective. I live in Amsterdam, and we have in Amsterdam people, many of you familiar, it's a small community. Unfortunately, it's actually quite a big community. There's close to 20,000 Jewish people in Amsterdam, but it's, the Fromme Kehille is very small, relative. And the interesting thing is that for me to see a shul on a Rosh Chodesh Sunday morning, and mamash oimrim tzali amokam, that we just poshut don't have space to learn because there's so many minyonim and so many people davening, is a little bit of a nuisance for those who come every day, start your day, and want to come and hear a shir and have to unfortunately go up the stairs. For me, it's a pleasure to see we have three minyonim shachris Rosh Chodesh in Amsterdam in the whole town. So Be'ez Hashem, we should also be zoicha one day that we have the same issues in Amsterdam that they have here in Manchester. In where? There's a four. Because it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it's the Yemei Sfira, I thought that we would speak a bit of a halacha inyan, with a bit of pilpul, a bit of lomdus about the inyan of, they call it the Omer, but today they say the Omer, it's a big misleader, because Sal said, I'm going to speak about Sfiras Omer. He could either mean he's going to speak about the technical details of Hilcha Sfiras Omer, the mitzvah of counting Sfiras Omer. But what I want to speak about is the dinim hanoyag, the dvorim hanoyagim is of Yemei Sfiras Omer, which is top tzadi gimel in Shulchan Aruch, the things that we don't do in Omer. So we say, which half of the Omer are you keeping? Which is, of course, half of the Omer is mathematically, my father would say, is mathematically incorrect, because it's either the first two-thirds of the Omer, or the second two-thirds of the Omer, but neither of them are a half. But let's talk about these halves of the Omer. Where does it come from? What's the Makiris? We know the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis, says that Chof Dalad Alfei Talmidim Hoylo L'Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva 24,000 Talmidim V'kulam Meisum Pesach Vad Atzeres. They all died between Pesach and Atzeres, and the Gemara doesn't give us any more indication of exactly when they died. Did they die at the same ratio every day, 24,000 Talmidim divided up between 45 or so days, or a bit more than 49, 50 days between Pesach and Atzeres is a, I think someone once said, is a ratio of about, I can't remember the number, it was a significant amount of people to die every day. Maybe someone can do the maths in their head. It was a significant amount of people dying every day. But the Gemara doesn't tell us when they died exactly, just mi Pesach vad Atzeres. It seems to be in the same year it seems to be. So they died mi Pesach vad Atzeres. Comes along the tour in Top Sadi Gimel. Now the Gemara doesn't even say anything there for what we do because of it. Nothing to the Gemara doesn't tell us any minhagim, any asurim. So we're not even talking Bimei Chachmei Talmud. The Devarim, the things that we're so familiar with that we don't do during the Yemei Asfira, are actually things that are minhagim. Rav Zevin says that the earliest makor is the Geoinim. But that's Rav Zevin says Moed and Kalocha, the earliest Makor is the Goyim. But nonetheless, the Torah says Noyagim b'chola makoymas, Tov Sadi Gimel, see the beginning of Tov Sadi Gimel, Noyagim b'chola makoymas shloi lisa isha beim Pesach latzeres v'atam shloi leharbois b'simcha shabois z'man meis tamid Reb Akiva. The Torah says the minag is, that's the minag, not to make simchas. The Torah then carries on and he says v'yesh makoymas shenogu shloi listape. There were also places equally where they had a minag not to have haircuts. So it's actually two independent minhagim. There's a minag not to make chasnas, there's a minag not to have haircuts. The Bach points out that the loshon of the Torah tells us that noyagin, the minag, was not to have chasnas. V'yesh makoymas shenogu, there was also a minag in certain places not to have haircuts. The Bach says it seems to be that in the beginning, in the early development of these two minhagim, everyone took on, almost immediately after the beginning of the minhag was accepted, everyone took on chasnas, but not everyone took on not to have haircuts. Today the minhag olam, and already for several doros, for several centuries already, the minhag olam is certainly that we don't have haircuts as well. But the interesting thing about these two Minhagim is that Rav Moshe Feinstein and other poskim say that the Minhagim obviously have become connected, which means that if we tell you that we're not allowed to have a haircut, which is actually how the Mechaba speaks out Sif Gimel, we'll see in a minute, the Mechaba speaks out the various times when we're allowed to start having our haircut, Lag Ba'Omer, Lad Ba'Omer, which when, if it's true about haircuts that we're now mutter, then Rav Moshe says Kol Shekein, all the more so you can make chasnas, which is, as we know, is the case. Because the haircuts minag is a secondary minag to the minag of not making chasnas. If you're allowed to make have a haircut, certainly allowed to make a chasna. Where's the makor for this? Very interesting. Beis Yosef says that Rabbeinu Yerucham says not to have chasnas. We mentioned already that's actually brought down earlier in the Geonim, but the Beis Yosef didn't have those forum in front of him. And he brings down that the Re Ibn Shu'ib, Rabbi Shu'ib Ibn Shu'ib was the one who said that you can't have a haircut during the Yemei Sefira. Who is this Re Ibn Shu'ib? So long before the internet was invented, there was a brilliant, brilliant Talmud Chacham called the Chidah, who did an incredible work. He made it with many, many Sfarim, 80 or so Sfarim. One of them was called Shema Gedolim. And it's still useful, Shema Gedolim, because even if you do have the internet, sometimes you don't have Wi-Fi, so you can always take a Shema Gedolim off the shelf and find something else that way instead. Now, the Shema Gedolim says, who is this Re Ibn Shu'it? Very fascinating. He was a Talmud of the Rashbos, as a Rishon, and he says he's only quoted once in the entire Tor Shulchan Aruch, and that's here in Tov Tzadik Gimel, this whole halacha of having a haircut, and the ensuing halacha, which is about when one can have a haircut, and when the day is stopped, when the day is finished, is the Re Ibn Shu'it once in the whole place that's here. So it's something to be inspired by, that even the Re Ibn Shu'ib, who we don't have much of his Sforim left, as Shema Gedolim says, he didn't find many of his own, just a few droshas that he gave. This is one of the droshas he gave, is droshas Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. The Beis Yosef quotes this drosha. Obviously it was in front of him. He had the Sefer. And from this droshas Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, we Baruch Hashem have a halacha that's become the scalpel in the whole Klal Yisrael, not to have haircuts, something that's so a cornerstone of the calendar, the Ma'agale Ashona, from this Re Ibn Shu'ib. So a person should never think he has a small chiddush to give. Every chiddush a person give can make a tremendous difference in the future. Fine. So those are the two minhagim. Now, what happened? When does it stop? Says the Beis Yosef, the Torah, the Vayesh Mistafrim Lag Ba'Omer Ve'Eilech. Some people already start to have haircuts from Lag Ba'Omer onwards. Shoyimim Shals Poskim Milamos. They say that's when they died. Beis Yosef says, what's the source for this? He says the earliest source you can find is Avudram, B'Shem the Razor. Just on the subject of the Sheva Gedolim, I can't help but share the Razor, the Balamoyer. When I was looking up this Re Ibn Shu'ib in the Zechus of the Sheir, I also had a look, who's the Razor? We know the Razor is quoted very often. The Razor is the Balamoyer. And he said something very interesting, I never knew. Why did the Balamoyer call his Sefer Balamoyer? Maybe people know this. Because he lived, the Razor was called Rav Zrachya Halevi. Zrachya means to shine. Now it was actually a pun, because he called his Sefer Shnei HaMo'ir, the Mo'iros HaGedolim, the big lights in the plural. Why the big lights? He was called Zrachya, which is the sun, shines. And he lived in a place called Luniel. Lunil means the moon, it's connected to the word whatever the word moon in French, whatever that is. So he called his sefer the Mo'iros HaGedolim, the big lights, because the big lights reference to his name and a reference to the place that he lived in. Anyway, the Razor says that there's a medrash. He says, Shamati Shiesh Medrash, obviously they didn't have this medrash in front of them. Shiesh Medrash, Shemesu mi Pesach at Proisat Seres. They died from Pesach till Proisat Seres. What's Proisat Seres? Proisat Seres means halfway through the month, the 30 days, we have this concept in halacha in a number of places. We have it by Hilchos Yom Tov. Proisat Seres means halfway through the 30 days on the way before something. So if there's 30 days before Atzeres, the halfway point is 15 days before Shavuos. So they died mipesach at Proisat Seres, who tesvov yoim koidim Atzeres. Says the Beis Yosef, if you make a calculation, what comes out is 15 days before Shavuos is not Lag Ba'Omer, it's Lad Ba'Omer, it's Lamed Dalet. Hence, the Sfadim were noyug that they didn't have, that they started having haircuts and making chasnas, as we mentioned before, already from Lamed Dalet, but not from Lamed Gimel. It's interesting that this Yontav of Lag Ba'Omer that we know so well has become a Yontav celebrated by both Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs and even secular Yidden that all celebrate Lag Ba'Omer. This Yontav Lag Ba'Omer, according to the Beis Yosef doesn't even see, he didn't mention any specific Makor for Lag Ba'Omer. In fact, Lag Ba'Omer was not the right date. The right date was Lad Ba'Omer. They stopped dying on Lamed Dalet. That's how the Beis Yosef seems to understand. And that's what he says. But the Darkei Moshe comes along and the Darkei Moshe says, no, the Minhag was Lamed Gimel. The minhag wasn't Lamed Dalet, it was Lamed Gimel. Where do we get this from? says there's various tamim, there's various reasons, and he doesn't seem to say or explain there where the reasons are, but a later Darakim Moshe he says different things. It's interesting that Lama Dalad, there's not just various reasons, there's three reasons which actually set the tone of three different minhagim of when we stop shaving. The Gaon, I go to the Gaon even though he's later than the Mariel that the Darakim Moshe is going to bring in a minute, but the Gaon is Meduyak, that the Gaon says something very interesting. The Gaon just says that on this minag, the Ramah in Sif Aleph, Tov Sadigil, Sif Aleph says, Mio milag bo'ima ve'elech ha'kel shori, from Lamed Gimel, not Lamed Dalad. The Gaon just says, Ayin Gemara Tanis, there's a Gemara in Tanis that says, that the Meisei Midbar, the Yoim Shem Posku, Meisei Midbar Melomus, the day that the Meisei Midbar, after 40 years of dying, the day they stopped dying, was a Yoim Simcha. That's all the Gaon says. On the word lag v'oimeh, that's what he says, that you should know the Gemara in Tanis says, we make a Yoim Simcha on the day that people stop dying. Say the poiskim, Achroinim already, later Achroinim after the Gaon, that the Gaon is trying to tell us, in this small, mamash, a few words of Zohar, the Gaon's telling us that he understood the Medrash, that they actually stopped dying on Lamed Gimel, not on Lamed Dalad, which is how many people understand. They stopped dying on Lamed Gimel, not Lamed Dalad, and that's why he simply tells us, by the way, you should know that the day that Gezeira is to die and they stop dying is a Yom Simcha, we make a celebration. So the Gaon is really choyluk, in that sense, on the source, or rather on the understanding of the Beis Yosef. In the Medrash, the Beis Yosef understood the Medrash Kipshutoi, that if you take 15 days away from Atzeres, you get to Lamed Dalad. The Gaon says, somehow or other, there must have been some Makoyr, there must have been some early Minag, that they stopped dying on Lamed Gimel, not on Lamed Dalad. Okay, so two different historical details with a slight nuance between them that makes an Akmina. But that's not the only way we get to Lamed Gimel. The Maril here that the Darakim Moshe brings says a different, totally different cheshbon. And from here there's many nafkaminas la'alocha. A totally different cheshbon. He says, who said, let's not just assume that they died in the order that we said, from Pesach, uniform, until Lag or Lad Ba'oimeh. There's a different tradition. The tradition says that they died the entire Oimeh, minus the days in which we don't say Tachmon. What are those days? So Pesach, on days we don't say Tachmon, Zayin Yemei HaPesach, from when we start counting the Oimer onwards, day we don't say Tachmon, they didn't die during Pesach. The 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, two of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and one of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and all the Shabbosos, seven Shabbosos. That's what he says seven. We'll comment on this seven in a minute. So you have the Zayin Yemei HaPesach, seven plus seven Shabbosos is 14, 14 plus 3 is 17, if you minus 17 from 49, you get 32. Which means, says the Maril, they died actually not until Lag Ba'Omer, not until Lag Ba'Omer either. They died until Lab Ba'Omer, until the 32nd day of the Omer. And on the 33rd day, they had already stopped dying. No one died on the 33rd day of the Omer. Which means that the 33rd day of the Omer was Niskavel as a Yom Simcha. So it's a totally different way to get there than the way the Mechaba and the Gaon just got. The Mechaba and the Gaon understood that it's got to do with the tradition, when exactly which day they stopped dying. The Maril says, no, it's nothing to do with the tradition which day they stopped dying. It's a very different calculation. The calculation is, we have only 32 days in which they died. Now remember that these 32 days weren't the 32 days that we're keeping, because the 32 days they died, we said, was from Pesach all the way to Atzeres, minus the days that we don't say Tachanun. But what we've done is, we've just said, listen, 32 is the number, 32 is the magical number, so we'll start the 32 at the beginning, and we'll end all the way on Lamed Beis, which means Lamed Gimel is the first Yom Simcha.
You mean they stopped dying
32? No, they didn't stop dying on the 32nd day of Omer. They died the whole Omer. But what we do is, lezikoron advorim, to remember it, we take the 32 days, we start at the beginning, the Maril says, and we get all the way to Lab Ba'Omer, Lamed Beis. Lamed Gimel is already a Yom Simcha. According to this Maril, the Eli Rabba says, you can already shave and have haircuts at the night of Lag Ba'Omer. Because the night of Lag, these things are things that we're familiar with, the Kirat Dvarim is fascinating. Because if they stop dying on Lamed Beis, they're ready, Lamed Gimel, great, you're ready to go, you're good to go already by night. However, the Bach comes on, the Bach says, no, it's not so straightforward. Because we just made a little mathematical error. The Marili says, the 7 days of Pesach will always include a Yom Shabbos. So it's not seven Yimei Shabbos, it's six Yimei Shabbos. Now actually, what the Bach doesn't say, which is another question, is some years there's even less days. We don't know, maybe my father knows, the calendar could work out how the calendar looked like the year that the Talmid of Rav Akiva died. But without, I don't know what that calculation is. But it's also possible that Rosh Chodesh here can fall on a Shabbos as well. The various Rosh Chodesh fall on a Shabbos, and sometimes the Zayin Yimei Pesach can contain two Shabbos. In which case, actually, no, that might not be the case, because the first day of Pesach would be Shabbos. In which case, that wouldn't be from the Omer, because they died from in the Omer. Okay, but it could be there's even less. But let's say you minus one day, so instead of 17 days, you have only 16 days in which they die. You have 16 days in which they died, then it means that they continue to die until Lamed Gimel inclusive. Now, they died Lamed Gimel inclusive means Lamed Gimel wasn't a good day. So if Lamed Gimel wasn't a good day, then how could you shave Lamed Gimel? Says the Bach, very simple. There's a klal in Hilchos Aveilus Shloi Neidrach, there's a klal in Hilchos Aveilus, Miksas Hayom Kekuloi. If we say Miksas Hayom Kekuloi, then what we have is we have Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel, the beginning of the day, we noyag the Aveilus of these halachas. And once we noyag Miksas Hayom, then we're good to go. But this is Miksas Hayom. The halacha Miksas Hayom, according to most Rishonim, not according to Ramban, according to most Rishonim, which is halacha is Kepaskin and Hilchos Aveilus. Miksas Hayom normally starts after Hanetz HaChama. It doesn't start by night. If Miksas Hayom only starts by Hanetz HaChama, that means the Nafka Minna that we just said, according to the calculation of 32, which is the Maril's calculation, we can already have haircuts and shave Lamed Gimel by night because they stopped dying Lamed Beis. According to the calculation that really they stopped dying Lamed Gimel, then we have a Miksas Hayom Kekuloi. Once it's day, daylight, once there's a few minutes, whatever, a few moments of daylight, person can already shave and make chasnas.
You can't make
and you can't make chasnas for that reason, like Lagway, which is Niskabel and Minog, that's in many places, and that's what they, in some places.
That's all they do.
That's all they do. In the later Poiskim, they say that Bliyain Horror, I'll tell you, Bliyain Horror, the Klal Yisrael, we have so many chasnas to make that we run out of space and we run out of halls, Baruch Hashem. But why did I get onto this fascinating topic? Where I came to it, which is interesting, but again to this fact that we have so many simchas, is because in Amsterdam we don't have so many simchas yet. Baruch Hashem, when we have so many minyanim, we'll have many more simchas. Maybe it's Toilah HaBahar. But we don't have so many simchas, but what we did have is we had just now on Thursday, this week I was in Amsterdam on Thursday, and we had a chasna on Thursday. And it was such an unusual thing to have a chasna in the Emesphere that many people in Makihila actually asked me, which today, people, we don't need to ask this question because we know already, every year, from year to year, people came to us and said, we're keeping the first half of the Omer, can we go to this chasna? So the answer that many people are aware of, the Moshe, the Psak, that's Niskabel, is a Psak from Moshe, and the Chesed Chok is Choyla, the Moshe's Psak is Niskabel, that we do go to chasna, and we're keeping the other half, as we said. But nonetheless, I went into the inn a little bit and I looked. And what came out was very fascinating. But let's just recap, and then we'll get to an Afkamin al Halacha. So we so far have three different calculations in theory. Lamed Dalad, which is the Mechaba, they stopped dying on Lamed Dalad. We have Lamed Gimel, and we have Lamed Beis, which is Lamed Gimel. The Mogen Avraham comes along, and he says a different Cheshvan. Well, let's before the Mogen Avraham. There's another shitta, which we haven't yet mentioned, which is what many people are doing. In fact, it's the Minhag in Amsterdam to do this, is to start counting on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, how are they starting counting on Rosh Chodesh Iyar? So this is a fascinating thing here. They basically said, we're going to do what the cheshbon we made before, which is the Maril's cheshbon. We're going to take the amount of days that they died, but we're not going to be meduya to make the Yemei Avelos on those specific days. We're going to take the amount of days that died, which we said was 33, 32, whatever it is, and we're going to start it a bit later from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Nisan is a good month. Nisan is Yemei Simcha. So we're going to start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar onwards, and from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, we're going to go all the way until 3 days before Atzeres, or rather not, from after Rosh Chodesh, we're going to go all the way till Shavuos. So that's the 33 days in a totally different way of keeping it. Again, they're not keeping the days specifically in which they died, which is not like the Mechaba and the Gaon's understanding of the Ramaz Peshat, which is that we actually keep the days they died. They're going with this Maril, which is we take the Cheshbon Advarim, and we use the Cheshbon Advarim, we stick it into the calendar somewhere from after Rosh Chodesh all the way until Atzeres. Fine, very nice. Mogen Avraham says, though, we have a problem. I see people, Mogen Avraham says, who are already in the Shloshes Yemei Hagbola, in the 3 days of the Yemei Hagbola, they're already doing haircuts and chasnas, whatever it is. How can that be? They're not keeping their... Either way, somehow, you have to keep your full 33 days. They're not keeping it. So he says very simple. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, he says very simple. Shift the cheshbon very slightly. Don't start after Rosh Chodesh. Start before Rosh Chodesh. And either way, you get 33. Let's see. It could be they can. Because what have they done? In essence, it's exactly the same minhag. That's the Mogil of Rome's really pointing at. It's the same minhag. It's a minhag of 33 days. And it's a minhag to keep 33 days whenever you keep it. What they've done is they've shoved into the calendar from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos. By the way, what happened to Lag BaOmer then? If it's from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the whole cheshbon of Lag BaOmer was either that they stopped dying then, or mikzas hayom kekulo, etc., etc. What happened to Lag BaOmer? How can everyone keep Lag BaOmer if you hold the second half or 2/3 of the Omer? So the Bach says they threw in, they had one zechus of a mikzas hayom kekulo day. Literally, the Bach says like that. You have one day in the whole thing that you can use mikzas hayom kekulo. They threw it in on Lag BaOmer because of other reasons, which we now know so well, because the Yom Elulah, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which for some reason the many of the Rishonim Acharonim didn't mention this reason, but that's the reason that Terev Zov says because of this day, Yom Elulah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So they threw it in, but in the Hilchos Avelos, normally we take on that there's only one trump card. You only have one joker of a mikzas hayom kekulo day. You don't have two of these mikzas hayom kekulo days, which means that when we get to Atzeres, if we get all the way to Atzeres, if a person keeps from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Atzeres, not like the Rona from, then when we get to Atzeres, on the morning of Erev Shavuos, there isn't really a specific heter to shave. However, because of Kovod Yom Tov, already maybe after Chatzos or whatever, it doesn't seem to be specifically discussed by the Poiskim, but this is the Bialochas also Meduyuk, that we have one Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, the Bialochas Loshan, but apparently before Shavuos we can shave maybe because of Kovod Yom Tov. But the Mogen Avraham says, no, start beginning before Rosh Chodesh already, go till the Shloisha Simei Agbon, and you've got, again, the same calculation of 33. So what comes out, we've got various Shittas, and Rav Moshe says we can divide these Shittas, there's a beautiful Tshuva in Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph about it. It says, we could divide the different shittas into two different makoiras. The first makoir is, we're actually keeping with noyag issa on the days that they died, and that splits into three paths. Either that they died until Lamad Dalad, or they died until Lamad Gimel, however you calculate Lamad Gimel. But we're keeping the days that they died, or there's another alternative to keep the days that they died, which is literally, in the Beis Yosef, there's maramas to this, which is literally to keep every day from Pesach till Shavuos, minus the days that we don't say Tachnun, which is not the rest of Chodesh Nisan, by the way, it's just Zayin Yemei Pesach, Zayin Shabbosos, and then the 3 days of Rosh Chodesh. So to do it like that, those two different ideas, either Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, or all the days that they didn't say Tachnun, come out to be one Makor. The Makor is when Noyuk Issa on those days in which they died, on which they died. But the other way of learning is, no, we take the number 33, this very special number, 32, 33, and we put it somewhere, we inject it somewhere into the calendar. What's the nafka minah? Which says a very fascinating thing. He says, we know there's this halacha called Lois Iskoidu. Today, Lois Iskoidu has come out being wiped out of the Shulchan Aruch because Baruch Hashem, and it's not the Chas V'Shalom in a bad way, Baruch Hashem, especially in the post-war generation, we live in communities where everyone is a big kibbutz golis and many different botei dinim in different towns and different people and different minhagim. Lois Iskoidu in many cases has become less relevant, let's say. A place like Amsterdam, Lois Iskoidu L'chayr is still relevant. It's not Lois Iskoidu, oh, because you've gone to Eretz Yisrael, you've seen a different minhag, there's no Lois Iskoidu. The Gemara says, in your Mokum, if there's not two botei dinim, or two kehillas, as the Pri Chodesh says, established in your Mokum, there's Lois Iskoidu. In Amsterdam, there is taka, only, as far as I'm aware, people claim there is only one established minhag in terms of which half of the Omer to keep, and that's from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, that's what they keep. But Rav Moshe says like this, let's say you say there is a Lois Iskoidu, whatever, so we'll talk about Amsterdam for the benefit of those people there. If there's a Lois Iskoidu, and the Ramah says here that there's a Lois Iskoidu in the Sphira, this Lois Iskoidu is only if people do from one of these two original sources to the other source. There's no Lois Iskoidu, and there's not even a problem of being Shana Minag from year to year. Well, there's definitely no problem Shana Yom Minag from year to year. But there's no Lois Iskoidu if two people do a variant of the same Makoira Dova. In other words, for argument's sake, the Mechaba and the Ramah, we said, the Mechaba holds that Lamed Dalet was the day they stopped dying. The Ramah holds Lamed Gimel, and we explain that according to the Gaon, not according to the Bach, this Lamed Gimel was literally the day they stopped dying. It's the same idea. From Pesach until Lamed Gimel / Lamed Dalet, they stopped dying, which means that if two people, one person in Amsterdam would keep till Lamed Gimel, and the other person would say, I'm a Sfadi, I want to keep till Lamed Dalet, Rav Moshe says, there's no Lois Iskoidu, because it's really the same thing. It's just a shinui, it's a variant on this original minhag, which was to keep the days that they died. However, However, what happens if you have one person in one town in a place where there's Lo Yisrael going to, who's keeping till, let's say, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, because those are the days he died, and another person says, I'm going to keep from Rosh Chodesh Iyar onwards. What's the Makor to keep from Rosh Chodesh Iyar onwards? We said the only way we can get there is by taking the general number 33 and plugging it somewhere else into the calendar, which means we're not actually keeping the days that they died on those days, we're just keeping the calculation of days somewhere in the Omer. Says Rav Moshe, then there's Lo Yisrael going to do. Because you're being Mashana from one Makor to another Makor. The Makor for this is that we're keeping the days they died. The Makor for that is that we're not keeping the days they died, we're just keeping the Cheshbon and Devorim, the number of days in which they died. If that's the case, it's no good. It's no use, says Rav Moshe. But this Magen Avraham, for example, who says there's a change, you don't need to keep from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you can keep from before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yeah, Rav Moshe says there wouldn't be Lo Yisrael going to do on that. Because it's exactly the same minhag, it's just to slightly shift it a couple of days earlier to make a nafka minhag, whether you can have chasnas on Rosh Chodesh or in the Shloshi Simei Gabbala. You could either keep from Rosh Chodesh after Rosh Chodesh until all the way till Shavuos, or the Magen Avraham says you can jump it a couple of days earlier and you keep from before Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the Shloshi Simei Gabbala. But it's exactly the same minhag, it's the same thing, it's just a variant. Rav Moshe does say though that you couldn't go and invent your own one. He says that for some reason it's niskabel these different mahalchim, and you cannot go and invent your own one. You can't go and say, okay, listen, we're going to take 33, and I'm going to do it from 3 days before Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You can't do that, he says. That you can't do. But we do have two different streams for how the various Yomim and Noyogim Issa came along. And based on those streams, there's a Lo Yisrael going to from one stream to another stream. But within the stream, the various currents within a stream, Rav Moshe says there's no Lo Yisrael going to within those currents. Okay, so far. What time do the Olam want to go on till? I know we once you miss the Chalos Zman of quarter past, that's wrong anyway, that plot. But let's say we have even longer. But once you miss the Chalos Dover of starting at quarter two and ending at quarter past, and there ain't that Dover Soif, and there's no Hagbolus, we can go on until Shavuos, Ezra Hashem. When should we stop? There is a shit afterwards? What time? Okay, so I don't know then. Then I'm Hamamash Masik Gvul, then it's Nisli Raisa. Half an hour, okay. I don't remember exactly when we started, so someone will remind when we started.
Yes, but
interestingly, we're not saying to happen the whole Chodesh Nisan, but all the Makoros and the Rishonim didn't say that. So they kept the days that they weren't Noyuk Tanis Noyuk that they didn't say Tachnon Midin, which is Pesach. Fascinatingly, if a Chosan gets married in the end of Nisan, which is the case in many of Baruch Hashem, then doesn't need to fast. So it's brought down in many of the poskim Manenu that Heyois. It's actually a Ramah. Sorry, it's not poskim. It's a Ramah in Hilchos Tanis that Heyois. That the minag, it's only a minag not to say tachan on the end of Nisan, but it's not really midin. Midin, you can only not say tachan on Yom Tov itself and on Rosh Chodesh. So since it's just a minag, the Ramah says that a chosan should fast on ever. The Mishnah Berurah there comes along, I don't remember exactly where, somewhere in Hilchos Tanis, the Mishnah Berurah comes along, and Mishnah Berurah says no. He says, Lemaisa, we know you're not say tachan on the whole thing, so there's a smach ladov, if the chosan doesn't want to fast, he doesn't need to fast in the whole of Chodesh Nisan until Rosh Chodesh. But a very quick thing, haircuts. We said before, haircuts go together with chasmas. Rav Moshe says that Rav Moshe says a fascinating thing. He says, a person who's keeping one half of the Omer can go to a chasna of someone who's keeping the other half of the Omer. Why? He says, very interesting. He says, not just Stam. He says, there's a mitzvah, not just on the chosn and kala to be happy. There's a mitzvah on every person to be mesameh chosn and kala. There's a specific mitzvah. Now you might say, okay, there's a mitzvah, but I don't need to, we'll get to that as a bit. Shmuel, don't need to go to that. He says like this. The Mechaber says, someone who marries in the days that we're Noyag Issa, ain't Oyd Shloisoi. We don't punish him. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean we don't punish him? It means generally we don't give him, we don't excommunicate him, we don't give him a fine, whatever it is in the days that the basin had a bit more authority, they could give fines. We don't do it. We don't excommunicate him. Moshe says like this. Imagine if everyone said, listen, I can't go to the person gets married, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lekuli Alma, from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there's no way you can get married anymore. No minhag says you can get married after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So he says, I get married Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He's got 7 days of Sheva Brochas. In those 7 days of Sheva Brochas, who's going to come? No one's going to come to Sheva. Very nice. The Chosn has Sheva Brochas for him. He can have Sheva. Who's going to come to the Sheva Brochas? Rav Moshe says, if no one comes to Sheva Brochas, that would be a big oynash. Eilach oynash gedoyle mizu, that people don't turn up to Mesameh Chosn Vekala. Therefore, Rav Moshe wants to say, we can go to chasnas of other people, because it's not just a din in the Chosn. It's a din that, for the Simchas Chosn, you can go to his chasna, and you're doing your mitzvah going to his chasna. So even if you're keeping oynash, you're doing your mitzvah. He takes it even further. By Mila, the Ramah says, if someone makes a mila meimer oimer, the father, the avia ben, and the sander can have a haircut. What about by a chasna? Chasna doesn't say anything. The Ramah doesn't say anything about haircuts. Ramosha asks the question. He says, why not? Why should it be that if it's true that by a chasna you can go to his chasna to be mesameach him, and ad dekach that you can change, so to speak, what you're doing, or you can be noyag heta in the days that you're noyag issa in order to go to his chasna, then why can't it be that a person who makes a mila, why don't we say the same thing, that a person who makes a mila, everyone can shave for his kovod, everyone can shave for his simchas? He says there's two totally different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of mila has a chumra and a kula. The chumra of mitzvah mila is that we know someone gets invited to a bris, we say the halacha is, there's halacha says to heben nidui, rachmanis, that a person is in a nidui if he doesn't go. So Gemara, why? Because mila is so important. Don't invite people, because if you invite them and they don't come, it'll be a bad thing. By chasna, there's no such thing. Chasna, a person gets invited, says, sorry, I can't come. There's no such thing. Why not? He says, mitzad echad, simchas chosan akale is a big mitzvah. It's such a big mitzvah. There's a mitzvah gam, not just on the chosan and kala to be happy. There's a mitzvah on the mesamchim, on the mezam, the people who are invited to come and make them happy. We don't find such a thing by mila. What we do find by mila is a totally different thing. By mila, we find that hayoyis, that the mitzvah itself is so choshuv. So at the time of the bris, there's a gilu shchina elyon novi, etc., etc. And because of that, someone who says, "I don't want to be part of this gilu shchina, this incredible moment," he's teiba nidui. But it's not peshat that he has to. That so therefore, don't invite him, because if you invite him, he doesn't come. He's not insulting the Avia Ben. He's not insulting the Sandak. He's insulting the Shechina. By a Chasna, you're not insulting the Shechina. But by a Chasna, it's a different thing. You've got your own independent mitzvah to go to the Chasna. So he says you can't bring the Raya from Mila across to Chasna. So by Chasna, there's a specific thing to go to the Chasna, to Samei Chosn Kala, and Ad Kdei Kach, you can even be Oika, your own Yom Manoigim Issa, because of that specific thing to go. Say that, Shkoya.
Because that is the ikur kolatoy kula, the first of the boyish oil, So the Mela, that's the whole importance of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. You have to look Rashi, what do you have to do Kedoshim to be holy? The Kedoshim min ha-royis, the min ha-veda. That's the Hemshech of the previous Parshas. The Parshas Achim, we didn't have the talking there about the Parshas of royis. It's not by being, not being over the royis, but being Horush. Separating them, making the door of the Sodium to keep far away from the royals and from the Veda, that is Kedusha. So, what can Shatrov is the Greater Elva? Wherever you find the Torah mentioned in the Elva, at the moment, say Kedusha. For instance, Ish Lazoy and Chalolo, and Hisham Kedusha. Lechal is Aroy, and Hisham Tacho. Lechal is Yiru, Ish Lazoy and Chalolo. So, according to Rashi, when it says Kedoshim to you, it means Polish, they make a Parisha, a Gedda to keep away from any Aronis. That's Rashi. The famous Ramban was Rashi, he says it means a lot more than that. It means even things which are mutter, heter gomel, even so, that the Torah wants it to be Kaddish HaSemutah, to be Kaddish itself, Kedusha, do more than necessary. But then he says, a person, he can eat all the best food, all the best texture, he can have wine, all the best things, the person dresses every single day, possibly yanin, he says, another Meshut HaTorah. Right? He says, I've had this Meshut HaTorah that loves it. Because a novel is a empty person. So the Torah is telling us because there's a mitzvah of Kedushin to you. And the Sephon adds as well that because the shape and prophecy in Bereshit, that's Odom. Odom is the most of the body showing up. So that's what the Torah is saying here, because he Kodesh Ani. Because I am Kodesh. That's why you are made in my Gemot. I want you to be Kaddish as well. What you should expect in the honor of Kaddish. It's not extras. It's necessary. Ish imoy vom tzero. Every person has to tzero. People, it's not have fear. It's respect. Respect. So you've seen Rashi. It's not to fear them.
To be scared of them.
Rashi, come. What's Tiro'u in the Russian Rabbin? Tiro'u, every person, come, every one of you, Tiro'u, obviously it's got Ovid, his father, Russian Yachid. Imoi, Russian Yachid. It's Tiro'u. So she's saying, it means every single person is spoken to here, and he has got a chiyuv of Moira of Ovid and Imoi. Third shooter. The Dosha in the other Ish. Only know it's possible that an Ish is not some kind of mitzvah. Of the Ish of Minai. The Shu'ay Mitzvah of Hankashna. That includes both of them. In Kedah and Em Ish. Just say Tiro'o. What do you mean? Everyone. The man and woman. So Ish, simply building ourselves. A man can have always got the opportunity to do it. There's nobody stopping him. His wife's not, he's not under the control of his wife. He's got the always opportunity to do it. And with Isha, Rosh's a chayim aleh. Whereas in Isha, she's in Rosh's bala. She can't always, although she's got a chiyuv to do it, she's got the same chiyuv of the chiyuv of the aim, but the husband comes first. So that's why he puts, that's what he has to say about. Even if you can't hit him off, aim off here, he puts aim before off. Yeah, if you should go in the funnel, shall bend yours over yours and imo. The Matthias is a son has fear. fear more from his father than his mother. So Meile, when it comes to the mitzvah of giving respect, obviously he would do it to the father and not so much to the mother. So that's why it's after here about this mitzvah of Moira of Vimai, put it in my first. If it comes to Kibbutz with Ben Machabit, hit him off the aim. You should have watched Ben Machabit in the list of the aim. A son would normally be more covered to his mother, to his father, he gets more things out of his mother. That's why it actually puts the father first, the table for the both equal. Yes, the one who says here that there's, someone should be shouted the word off. It puts the two things together in the same person. Well, obviously, Zatikha and Moira off, although I've warned you, I've given you the mitzvah of Moira off. If you don't know Chalez Shabbos, the Father tells you, if you're Machalez Shabbos, I'll teach what to listen to him, him Shabbos, the same with any other
mitzvah. What's
the Havanina not yet? What's the Havanina not yet? What's the Havanina? Such a father who's going to tell a son to be Machalez Shabbos, he's beginning the Rosh.
Yeah.
Right? There's no pastures, there's no mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim at all. So why did the Torah to say it? So the Mahoshim, Moshim Shabbat, that a father tells a son in general terms, I got something, can you please go and bring it back for me? Right. The son was a Kohen, in order to go and bring it back, it means going and bring it down himself. Right? Or he tells something which would entail the Chilul Shabbos. Right, so he's not told him the first to do that. He might have thought that because of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, he might be doing a Kamash Lomans. Yeah, but it also is a famous chat, I think, from the Chidon. It says where the fathers are living in different time zones. Right, so by the father, it's earlier still. Him is still Friday. And he tells us something to do, so I want to do it in 10 minutes' time. 10 minutes' time, we're going to be Shabbos ready. Yeah. It's a place at this moment, the Levati. And here's a location. Ato v'oricho chayom mechvoidi. Both you and your father are both tried with my cup. The fear of the Tishma Levati is the one. The main thing is kibbutz of the boy and shoyim. It's a meila, because both of you are mechvoidi, that's why the father shouldn't use his mitzvah kibbutz of, he shouldn't abuse his mitzvah kibbutz of Hashem. How do you show respect? Loyishma don't sit in his place. The Dabu comes up, don't speak in his place. This is the one. Yeah, so Poshet is not again. Yeshu Kohen means sitting in his place. Don't say about sitting in his chair. Speaking. Sitting in his place. So this is the place where the father sits. Don't sit here. Right? So let's say the father his own special chair. Achronim, but we actually really shouldn't sit there. But it's just an ikkel. The water is place. And the place means it's place at table at home, the place in the shul as well. Unless he gives explicit permission, then he can sit there. Yidabun Kona means the father has been asked to speak, someone addresses his father, and you could get on to instead. Right? So that's our chutzpah. But he says, well, Rabbi, not to contradict his words. Right, so even if the father has made a mistake, you shouldn't tell him beforehand. You have to say in the Torah state, right? The same in the right way.
The father has the ability to speak.
That's different. That's not Bilkan. Yeah, but then again, they have to ask permission. It's only the trust. Right, so again, the fact that even though he can't speak, you can't replace your father. You're replacing him by itself. There's a chesaron memorial. Ve'ize kibbutz, both were kibbutz, ma'achel, u'mashkeh, feeding him, supplying him with food and drink. If the chalila, it reaches a stage where a person has to literally feed, that is a mitzvah. Yeah? Malbish, clothing him with manna, putting his shoes on, matters where it's in good men, taking him out. Yeah? All that is a mitzvah. Yeah? Person gets old and loses parents, then you make you realize what he's missed. What he's missed. If one has still the opportunity to become in the mitzvah, Yeah, I have to say, I just now came back from America, and there was a man on the plane who was accompanying his elderly mother. He'd been before Yontif to America to accompany her there, and came back straight away. When she came back from America, he went back again to America to bring her back. These lessons, you know, he gives you much karate, you know, what opportunities you miss when the times were like.
Way too
roughness. Yeah, literally. Our tips never yeah, don't turn towards the alien, the gods, the idols, don't give any attention. But hey, myself, the sark, and don't make yourself any images. And here's some of the cases. Don't turn towards them, off down. Serve them. Alilim, Goshen, Al. They're nothing. Gomesh, Kaloihu, Goshen, they're nothing. Lehima say, Kalosan, Alilim, me. You might have started off, have you been Alilim, being Gomesh? Right? Of the matter. Why not? They want to turn towards them, serve the other, and then end up making them into gods. The Sasakam, Sasakam, don't make anybody else, one bed worker, and no good make you. Third, Sasakam, so perhaps you don't make, not make yourself. I came with some of the other to you. I can't ever the year of the conference. It's a good position, you can't have a little bit of a head.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Not high at all. Why not?
Because the whole Torah, all the mitzvahs on the Torah are compared to it.